Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, family? What's going on, y'all? How are you? I pray that you are doing so well. I pray that you are living life and living life more abundantly. It's your boy. It's Minister Bernard Marrow back once again for another episode of By Faith We Good, an hour of faith building encouragement that will lift up the name of Jesus and draw all of God's children closer to Him. I'm excited, as always, to be back here on Purpose Kingdom Network with my Purpose Kingdom Network family. We had a great time last time I was on here for By Faith Be Good last month. The Lord gave us a word, be certain, being certain, right? Because in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, the word of the Lord says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." But also in the New Living Translation is, "Now faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you do not see." And so we thank God that we can be certain that everything He promised is guaranteed to be fulfilled in our lives. And so, good, what's going on, family? I'm excited tonight. There is a word from the Lord that I am going to share with you all tonight that will encourage you, inspire you to press forward by faith. Come on, because we walk by faith and not by sight. And so shout out to all my Philadelphia family. Shout out to all of my Chicago family. And let's get in position to receive the word from the Lord. As always, I'm going to open up in prayer, and then we're going to get right into it. All right. And so, Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We love you. We honor you. We give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. We thank you for another beautiful, blessed day. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for healing and deliverance. We thank you for this moment. We thank you for this moment, God, for us to be unified in the Spirit, for us to come together and be in agreement by faith, in agreement with your word, in agreement concerning who you are, in agreement concerning who you created us to be. We come together tonight, God, by faith, so that we can declare your word, so that your word will manifest in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Speak through me, speak for me, in the name of Jesus. Father, bless the words you've given me, that it go forth boldly, that it be a blessing unto your children tonight, all who are listening, all who will listen, even after this broadcast, that they install it, live by it, and share it with others by faith in Jesus' name. Father, we pray that you set the atmosphere wherever we are tonight. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Set the atmosphere wherever the children of God is, so that your love and your presence is felt, and so that you are glorified. Father, we thank you, we love you, and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We're so grateful. This is the 29th broadcast of By Faith We Good, and this is also the 1,293rd broadcast on Purpose Kingdom Network. And so God has been doing a great work through this ministry. Shout out to our CEO, Pastor Tyling Daly. Shout out to all of God's messengers who are a part of the Purpose Kingdom Network family, pressing forward by faith, declaring the gospel of Jesus Christ. Going ye therefore and teaching all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And so, family, tonight's topic, let's get right into the word tonight. Tonight's topic that the Lord has given me to share with you all is working out what God is working in. All right? And I've spoken this before not necessarily on Purpose Kingdom Network, but I've spoke on this before. That God had given me this topic, and he's given me different scriptures tonight before than when I spoke on this before, but he led me to speak on this tonight. And so we're going to look at Psalms chapter 90, and I'm going to read the whole chapter, okay? But we're going to focus, the key verse tonight is going to be verse 17, okay? And so tonight, tonight's topic, working out what God is working in, move by faith, move by faith. You ought to say that to yourself. Say it to the people that's around you, wherever you are. Come on, working out what God is working in. Move by faith. Hallelujah. And so, family, I'm on here simply to encourage you tonight to continually press forward by faith. The devil can't stop, block, shake, or break us. Nothing that takes place in our lives can hold us back from what God has in store for us. Nothing that takes place in our lives can get in the way of our assignment. God has called, qualified, approved, anointed, and appointed us to do a greater work, to stay focused, to be effective, right, to be victorious. And so we got to rise up and press forward how situations look get in the way. We can't let how situations look cause us to hold back or be stagnant or be hesitant or be timid. Nope, we got to rise up and press forward by faith. It's having faith in who God is and having faith in his word that makes us effective, that gets us real results. Having faith, what do I mean by having faith? Having faith, believing in God without fear, believing in God and in his word without doubt, believing in God and in his word without being in your feelings, believing fully in who God is and believing in his word, because with God, by faith, we get real results. And so let's look at Psalms chapter 90. I'm going to read this in the New Living Translation. And so let's read Psalms chapter 90. And it says, Lord, through all the generations you have been our home. Through all generations you have been our home. Before the mountains were born, before you gave birth to the earth and the world, from the beginning to end, you are God. It says, you turn people back to dust, saying, return to dust, you mortals. For you, 1,000 years are as a passing day, as brief as a few night hours. You sweep people away like dreams that disappear. They are like grass that springs up in the morning. In the morning, it blooms and flourishes. But by evening, it is dry and withered. We wither beneath your anger. We are overwhelmed by your fury. You spread out our wings before you, our secret sins, and you see them all. We live our lives beneath your wrath, ending our years with a groan. 70 years are given to us. Some even live to 80, but even the best years are filled with pain and trouble. Soon they disappear and we fly away. We can comprehend the power of your, family. It says, who can comprehend the power of your anger? Your wrath is as awesome as the fear you deserve. Teach us to realize the brevity of life, meaning the shortness of time that we have in this life. It says, so that we may grow in wisdom. Our Lord, come back to us. How long will you delay? Take pity on your servants. Satisfy us each morning with your unfailing love, so we may sing for joy to the end of our lives. Give us gladness and proportion to our former misery. Replace the evil years with good. let us, your servants, see you work again. I'm going to say that again. Let us, your servants, see you work again. Let our children see your glory. And may the Lord our God show us his approval and make our efforts successful. Yes, make our efforts successful. I want to read verse 17. I want to read verse 16 and 17 in the King James Version. It says, let thy work appear unto thy servants and thy glory unto their children. Right? And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us and establish the work of our hands upon us. Ye, the work of our hands, establish thou it. And so, family, tonight we're gonna go over what's taking place in this whole chapter, but we're gonna focus on the key verse tonight, verse 17. Because a lot of times what happens is because of what takes place in this world or because of what's happening around us, we tend to hold back. We tend to dwell in a season of wait. And yes, there are times when it's necessary to wait, but when we realize how powerful we are, how God has equipped us, the abilities we have, come on, we ought to remind ourselves that we've got work to do. And when we rise up and do the necessary work assigned by God, he will bless the work of your hands. And everything that God promised will begin to manifest in your life. And so we can no longer hold back. We got to press forward by faith. We got to work out what God worked in. Come on, God has downloaded his word into us. He's given us gifts. He's given us abilities. He's given us power. He's given us authority. And so we got to use what he put in us and work it out of us so that it can overflow onto the lives of others, so that it can overflow into our community, so that it can overflow throughout the world, so that as we lift up the name of Jesus and focus on fulfilling the purpose that God assigned to our lives, others will be inspired and impacted, and God will get all the glory. And so even in the NIV version of Psalms chapter 90, verse 17, it says, may the favor of the Lord our God rest on us, establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. And so, family, let's start in the beginning of what's taking place in this chapter. And I'm going to take my time tonight. The eternity of God and the frailty of men, that's what's taking place in the beginning of this chapter. The eternity of God and the frailty of man. Also, submission to divine chastisement. Submission to divine chastisement. Excuse me, I'm going to say it one more time. Submission to divine chastisement. You know, a lot of times we don't like going through the process. Sometimes we don't like dealing with situations. If we can just do things our own way, if we can just avoid some situations, we would. But God has a way of getting our attention. God has a way of dealing with us. God has a way of equipping us and grooming us so that we're ready. God has a way of positioning us to be obedient to him, to let us know that he's in control, and he has a way of confirming what he spoke to us. And so family, submission to divine chastisement. Sometimes God got to deal with us on another level. Sometimes, you know, God is very compassionate. He's very loving. He's a very caring God. He's our Heavenly Father. I mean, he adores us, you know. He loved us so much, come on, that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And so he loved us so much, but there are moments throughout life where we have to experience and submit to God's divine chastisement. Some of us have had disobedient moments. Some of us have been rebellious. Come on. some of us have been timid. We've been holding back. We've been stagnant. Some of us have been speaking incorrectly. Come on. Some of us have not been focused. Come on. This pandemic has been a big distraction. And so God, when he is not pleased with the way we live and how we carry ourselves, there is a divine chastisement that takes place. Just like our earthly fathers and our earthly mothers, they chastise us when we do wrong, when we get out of place, when we get out of line. They get on our case and put us back in line. And so God at times has to deal with us on the level of where we are to get us back in line so that we are in alignment with his will and in alignment with the purpose that he assigned to our lives to fulfill. God said in Hebrews chapter 12, if I'm disciplining you, it's because I love you. And if you are being disciplined by God, if you are experiencing divine chastisement, you ought to get excited. You might say, man, he's tripping. What are you talking about? Get excited. You ought to get excited because if God is disciplining you, that means he's preparing you. If God is disciplining you, that means he's getting you ready for greater. If God is disciplining you, that means he wants your attention, because not only does he want you to do what he's getting ready to command and instruct you to do, but also because there's an attachment to it. There's an attachment to the assignment. And so not only does your obedience to God cause others to get blessed, but the attachment is also going to cause for you to get blessed. See, a lot of times we get caught up in our feelings, and we get caught up in a season of waiting. We get caught up in a season of dwelling where we are. We become stagnant. But the thing is, family, when we pray, we got to pray and move. We can no longer pray and sit and wait. I'm waiting on the Lord. No, God already gave you what you need. He has resources all around you. He has people all around you that he's ready to connect you with, but you just got to move by faith. And so you got to work out what God is working in you. Everything that he's given you, every download, every vision, every concept, every strategy, everything that he's shown you, everything he's revealed to you, he's downloaded in you. You got to work it out. You got to give birth to it, right? And a lot of times it's mind-blowing, because when we pray, if we pray and move, we'll realize that what we've been praying for was in front of us the whole time. We'll realize that if we stop waiting around and stop holding back, it doesn't matter what's happening in this world. If we stop waiting around and stop holding back and move by faith, we'll realize that what we've been waiting on, what we prayed for, was in front of us the whole time. And so we got to move by faith, family, right? And then also in this chapter, there's a prayer for mercy and grace, right? And so in verse 1 of Psalm 90, right, of this chapter, God is introduced as both a refuge and the creator. The time of God is also brought into the picture. His time is eternal, from everlasting to everlasting. And so our meaning in life comes not through what we do, but through the one for whom and through whom we do it. Can I say that again? Our meaning in life comes not through what we do, but through the one for whom and through whom we do it, right? Apart from God, we fall under his wrath, and our few days are passed in futility, soon forgotten. However, through his mercy, our lives have been redeemed from the curse of sin. We have been given joy in life again. God, the Creator, the Lord of heaven and earth, establishes our work, placing his glory upon that which we do, thereby giving performance and lasting meaning. I want to say that again. God, the Creator, Lord of heaven and earth, establishes our work, placing his glory upon that which we do, thereby giving performance and lasting meaning. Come on. When God bless the work of your hands, you become effective. You prosper. There's manifestation that takes place. Hallelujah. There's real results that are produced when God bless the work of your hands. It's more than just going through the motions or just going through the formalities. No, I'm going to put in this work. I'm going to do what he say do. I'm going to go where he say go. I'm going to be how he created me to be, because there's going to be real results. Lives are going to be changed and inspired. Communities are going to be changed. Come on. Businesses are going to increase and evolve. Come on. We got to press forward and take our rightful place because God is with us. See, the entrepreneurial business venture comes as a continuation and extension of the work of God. I'm going to say that again. The entrepreneurial business venture comes as a continuation and extension of the work of God. As such, the entrepreneur is responsible before God for his actions and conduct. The integrity employed toward a client or customer, or the standard of excellence for a product or service, the knowledge of calling, vocation means that one's work is more than a job. It's an integral part of life, giving both meaning and fulfillment because we are doing it as unto the Lord. It's more than just a job. It's more than just getting a paycheck. I am doing this because it's purposeful. I'm doing this because it's meaningful. I'm doing this because I want to produce real results. It's more than just getting rich. It's more than just being seen. I'm doing what God has blessed me to do in this earth because I'm doing it as unto the Lord. I'm doing it with a purpose. I'm doing it with real meaning, right? And so, family, there's so much that can be taught throughout this chapter of Psalm 90, but the Lord led me to focus on working out what God is working in. And so let me share this with you, family. Having great expectations to do a greater work, see greater, and experience greater is how we should press forward by faith. Having great expectations to do a greater work, see greater, and experience greater is how we should press forward by faith. God wants us to dream big and succeed in all we do, but we must always put God first. Turn to him for help. Seek him in all that we do for guidance and approval, knowing that with God, he will always give us exactly what we need when we need it to fulfill our purpose according to his will, so that he will receive all of the glory. And so we have to commit to the Lord whatever we do, and he will establish the work of our hands. And so that's why David said, may the favor of God be in full manifestation in your life. And I declare that for you tonight. I declare it over your life tonight, family. May the full manifestation and the favor of God be in full effect in your life. Come on, you ought to write that down as an affirmation. You ought to write that down as a declaration. May the favor of God be in full manifestation in your life. And so, family, it is important that we have joy and progress in faith. It's important that we have joy and that we progress in faith. You know, you can press forward by faith. Why? Because you've got a reason to have joy and progress in faith. You've got a reason because you've got an assignment. You've got a purpose given by God, and it's our responsibility to fill it in Jesus' name. It is so important that we have joy and progress in faith, right? We've got a reason because we've got an assignment. We've got a purpose given by God, and it's our responsibility to fulfill it in Jesus' name. Let's go to a very familiar chapter and scriptures that we all know of. And if you are new to the body of Christ or you're unfamiliar with this, I'm going to take my time and share this with you tonight and break it down so that you can get the understanding. And so Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 to 16, in the King James Version, it says, "Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost his savior, wherewith shall it be salted? Thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." All right? And so let's read that in the New Living Translation very quickly. Very quickly, family. Time is sure going fast tonight, but it's all right. It's all right. We're going to press forward by faith. And if I have to, I'll come back with the rest of what God has given me, and so that you can get it all. Amen. Amen. And so Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 to 16 in the New Living Translation, right? And it says, "You are the salt of the earth. But what good is salt if it has lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again? It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a candle and then puts it under a basket. And a lamp is placed on a stand, where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father." And so let me just give you this. Let me drop this on you, family. You are created to shine. You are created to shine, to give God the glory, because when you press forward in what God has assigned for you to do, people are going to see the good works. At that moment, you are going to be shining. You are going to have the glow of the Lord because you are flowing in the anointing that he's placed on your life. You are flowing in fulfilling the purpose that he assigned to you to fulfill. And so what happens is now you are drawing attention, but you're not drawing attention to yourself. You are drawing attention to God. Because people will begin to acknowledge God and give God praise when they see what he's doing through you. But it's up to you to be obedient and rise up and put in the work. It can be in childcare, it can be in healthcare, it can be in business, it can be in finance, it can be in music, it can be in ministry. Everywhere, every industry, God created us to convert it into a ministry. I want to say that again. Every area of every industry, God has created us to convert it into a ministry. There's nowhere in this world where we're not supposed to declare the gospel of Jesus Christ or acknowledge God for who he is or reflect Jesus Christ or help somebody get to know him or help draw others closer to him by just lifting up the name of the Lord. And so, family, everywhere we are, everywhere we flow, is an opportunity for God to be acknowledged. It's an opportunity for God to be seen, for his presence and his love to be felt. And so you are the salt of the earth. You were created, family, by God to reflect his light in the earth. God planted and placed you in the earth for such a time as this. You were created to reflect the glory of God. You know, and so as you press forward, family, choose to selflessly surrender the gifts, talents, and abilities that God has placed in you. Let his light shine through the work of your hands. We're focusing on Psalms 90, verse 17. And we're using Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 to 16 as a reference. Come on, Psalms chapter 90, verse 17. And the NIV version, it says, "May the favor of the Lord our God rest on us. Establish the work of our hands for us." Yes, establish the work of our hands. You ought to say to yourself, "I've got work to do." Come on, choose to selfishly, right, share your gifts with the world. You know, Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, once again, it declares, "Let your light," you know, Jesus was speaking, and he said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." And so let his light shine through you. Matthew 5, chapter 16, in the Amplified version, God declares, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your moral excellence and your praiseworthy, noble, and good deeds, and recognize and honor and praise and glorify your Father who is in heaven." That's what's supposed to take place. That's how we draw people in, not just to go through the motions, not just to go through the formalities, not just to be some group or some cult. No. Not at all. We encourage and inspire others to have a real personal, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. We encourage and inspire others to know that God is so real and so alive. We encourage and inspire others to know that heaven is real. We encourage and inspire others to know that even hell is a real place, and that's a place that we do not and should not have a desire to go. We encourage and inspire others to move by faith, to know that they are victorious, they are more than conquerors, they are the head and not the tail. We all are above and not beneath, we are lenders and not borrowers, and we got to press forward by faith. We got to put in the work. There's still time for you to write the book. There's still time for you to produce the musical project with a message that is going to save so many people through your voice. Guess what? You can even seek God, and God, you can get into the spirit when it comes to creating music, and God will download in you a sound. He'll download in you a sound that will set the atmosphere for healing, for deliverance, for restoration, for deliverance from addiction, for deliverance from abuse, for deliverance from verbal abuse. I mean, come on. Well, we got to use what God has given us. We got to work out what he's worked in. We got to give birth to the purpose he assigned to our lives. God has given me this message for you all tonight so that you can stop sitting around and waiting. You're sitting around waiting for this pandemic to be over. You're sitting around. Come on, I discern it. I discern it, and I pick it up in the spirit. You're sitting around. You're waiting for this pandemic to be over. You're sitting around, and you're waiting for the church doors to open back up. You're sitting around, and you're waiting for your job to call you back. You're sitting around, and you're waiting for God to do what you've asked him to do, but God is telling you, meet me halfway. If you would just get up and press forward by faith, if you would just get up and work out what I've worked in you, if you would just get up and move by faith, if you will get up and seek and ask and knock, you'll find, receive, and the door will be open. If you will just get up and trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he will direct your path. Come on, family. We got to work out what God is working in. Pattern your character after Christ. Pattern your life after the word of God. Can I say that again to you? Pattern your character after Christ. Pattern your life after the word of God. Don't hide his light. Don't hide the gifts, talents, and abilities that God has given you. You were created by God to glorify God. all right? Choose to selfishly help others. Sow your gifts into others. Serve others. Don't hide the treasure that God has planted inside of you. Hallelujah. Don't let the enemy rob you of fulfilling your purpose. God, I feel like preaching. I'm going to take my time. Christ laid his life down so that you might live. John 10:10 in the Message version, God declares a thief only is only there to steal and kill and destroy. And Jesus said, I come so that they can have real and eternal life, more and better. A more and better life than they ever dreamed of. And so in the King James Version, Jesus said, the thief only come but to steal, kill, and destroy. But I come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Family, let me encourage you. God created you to live an abundant life. God created you to live an extraordinary life. God created you to, even in the midst of this pandemic, come on, people are still releasing projects and moving forward. People are still buying homes. They're still buying cars. They're still enrolling in school. You got to get up and move. Let me drop a gold nugget on you real quick. Listen, do you know that God created you to run the world? Do you know that? Because he said in this word, and even in Genesis, and all throughout his word, come on, he's given us dominion, just like he did with Adam. He's given us dominion. He's given us authority to subdue the earth, to replenish the earth, to be fruitful and multiply. And that just don't mean, I'm going to be real, and that ain't just talking about having babies. Come on now. Being fruitful and multiply, meaning producing good fruit in the earth. It means to be creative. It means to start a kingdom business, start a kingdom school. Come on, every one of you got a business, a school, and an extraordinary idea inside of you. You just got to tap into it. Don't worry about how your bank account looks. Don't worry about where you are. Don't worry about what people are saying. You need to rise up and tap into what God has installed in you. You need to work out what God has worked in you. Hallelujah. You ever put some lotion on? You ever put some cream on? And what you got to do, you got to rub it in your hands, and you got to rub it on your skin, and you got to work that lotion or that cream. You got to work it into your skin. Well, God has embedded your gifts into you. He's embedded your talents, your abilities. He's embedded wisdom. He's put it in you. And the only way that it is released is when you rise up and put in the work. A lot of people dealing with poverty and financial struggles. A lot of people dealing with hardships. And let me tell you this. You will come out of your situation better if you put in the work. You will come out of your situation faster if you put in the work. That's the whole point of moving by faith. You can't move based on how situations look. You got to move by faith. Your breakthrough will take place faster if you rise up and press forward by faith. The provision that you've been praying for, the provision that you hear preached about, the provision that you even myself and other preachers get you riled up about. Come on, you got to do your part. Do your part. God wants to bless the work of your hands. He wants to bless the work of your hands. Hear the Lord through me. I am anointed and appointed by God to give you what he says give you so that you can take it and press forward by faith and be effective with it. We are not on this broadcast just to get a word, just to have a moment of feeling good. Come on. We are not on this broadcast to have a moment to be hyped. Because guess what? When we have moments like that, let me tell you what the Lord just told me to tell you. When we have moments like that, you have a moment of pleasure with no fulfillment. And see, that's why we can't function according to our feelings and how we feel. That's why we can't function according just by the excitement. You know what I'm saying? Because We get roused up and we get excited, and then we go back home and be depressed and stressed out. And then you go get a word, you get roused up and excited. Then you go back home and deal with the same situations that you've been praying about. You go to church and you go other places, you get roused up and get excited. Then you go back home, there's no application, there's no applying what you've learned. You've taken it, you had a moment of excitement, you had a moment of pleasure, you had a moment of great of joy, but then as soon as you get back into your personal space, there's no fulfillment. You had a moment of pleasure with no fulfillment, and we are created to live a life full of fulfillment, full of fulfilled promise, full of effectiveness, full of joy, full of God being glorified. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve, y'all. God is so good. God is so good. And so we got to rise up, y'all. We got to rise up. We got to rise up and seek God and love him with our whole heart. And know that you are never alone. God is not going to let you fail. God has given me this word specifically for you tonight. You who are listening, you've been waiting. You've been holding back. You've been wondering, when is this pandemic going to be over? You've been wondering, am I going to succeed? Is it going to work right? Is it going to look right? Is people going to receive me? Is they going to accept what I'm doing? Listen, you need to tap into, you need to get into God's word, first of all. Because when you get into God's word, you'll get familiar with who he is. And the more you get familiar with who he is, the more you'll get familiar with who he created you to be, who you are in him. You get equipped through God's word. That's why you got to get God's word established in your core, your inner self. God said in his word, so a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Let me give you two things very quickly. Okay. So a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, right? And so here's the thing. Here's the thing. What you got in you is what's going to come out of you. If you got hatred and jealousy and envy and strife and malice things in your heart, that's what's going to come out of you. That's what's going to, it's going to come out in how you speak, how you treat people, how you respond to situations. You will always find yourself in your feelings. You're not in faith when you're in your feelings. But if you got God's word in your heart, if you got his love in your heart, if you got compassion in your heart, if you got care in your heart, then that's what's going to come out of you. So when situations take place, when people are involved, you'll respond differently. You won't respond like the world. You'll respond like a child of God. So you got to get God's word established in your core. God's word has to be your foundation. When situations take place, let me go to God's word. If I'm struggling financially, let me go to God's word, Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory that is in Christ Jesus. Somebody trying to, something trying to come against you, you feel in the spirit there's a wickedness, there's a force trying to come against you, let me go to God's word. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against me shall be condemned. That's the word of the Lord. Come on, you got to use God's word as your foundation. And God has a scripture for everything you'll ever experience in this life. And every situation that comes your way, all you got to do is get into God's word. Renew your mind in his word. Refresh yourself. Encourage yourself. Inspire yourself. We are literally created to function and move by faith. We cannot hold back. Give me this word because we still have work to do. There's nothing has changed. The only thing that has changed is what's taking place in this world. God is still God. He's still on the throne. He's still in control. He's still got all power. He's still fulfilling his promises. People are getting blessed in this pandemic. Raises, promotion, open doors, opportunities, launches, business launches. I mean, come on. God gave us the power to run this world for him. We sit around and we see what's happening in this world, and we sit around and we gossip and we feel some type of way about it. We see what's happening in politics. We see what's happening throughout this world, and all we do is we sit back and we talk about it and we complain and we feel some type of way. Well, when are you going to get up and do something about it? When are you going to build a business that's based on kingdom principles? Come on. When are you going to start a school that's based on kingdom principles? When are you going to start financial literacy, a financial agency where you can teach on financial literacy and how to save and how to budget and how to invest according to God's word so that you can prosper? And everything that you have to offer through that business, through that school, through that strategy will help so many other people in this world to be effective and be the and experience what you're experiencing. And then at that moment, now God's kingdom is being advanced because we are developing. We're working out what he's worked in. You have to give birth to what he's installed in you. And so, family, I want to take this moment very quickly. I have so much more, but we're going to take our time. And we're going to be obedient to the Spirit of God and what he put in place. And so, family, I just want to take this time. Listen to me. God is real. I'm not on here for attention. I'm not on here for a show. I'm not on here for ratings. I'm not on here for none of that. I'm on here because I'm assigned by God to let you know that he is real. And I'm going to give it to you straight up like this. God ain't playing. I'm not on here to scare anybody. I'm not on here to judge anybody. I'm not on here to intimidate anybody. I'm on here to let you know that Jesus loves you. He cares about you. Come on, you ought to speak over yourself. I'm a child of God. I am cared for. I am taken care of. I am victorious. I am loved. You ought to speak that over yourself every day to remind yourself, no matter what's happening, I am a child of God. I am cared for. I am taken care of. I am victorious. I am a child of God. And so I say all that to say, listen, position yourself to experience Jesus Christ for yourself. Don't just go through the motions. Don't just go through the formalities. Really position yourself to get to know him. Open up your heart right now. Clear your mind and open up the heart. Don't wait another moment. Don't wait for tomorrow because tomorrow's not promised. And I know I've been sitting here preaching about victory and prosperity and putting in the work. God said in his word is at work in those who believe. Come on, if you're in faith, you're covered. If you're in faith, his word is activated. If you're in faith, his word is your reality. And you can experience the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And so I just want to encourage you tonight. You've been dealing with some tough situations. You've been broken. You've been disappointed. You've been let down. The people that you thought would be there was not. The people that you thought supported you didn't. What you were expecting didn't happen the way you wanted it to. Let me tell you, God said in his word in Romans chapter 10, verse 11, there is no disappointment with him. You will not be disappointed with God. So I encourage you tonight to initiate the move and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Don't worry about what your friends say. Don't worry about people who are going to judge you. The best thing you can do is take ownership of who God created you to be. Learn how to be you, uniquely who God created you to be. Learn how to be you. Learn how to love yourself. Learn how to be great being you. So then that way you don't have to look for validation or the approval of others. You press forward confidently, being as great as God blessed you to be, living life without limits. And so if that's you tonight, I want to help you live your best life. I want to help you experience greater, receive greater, do greater works to help. It's such a good feeling. I know I talked about being in faith and not our feelings, but let me say this. It's such a good feeling also, as we're in faith, to see the work you've done how it inspires others and how it's changing lives just because of the work you've done, just because of you being obedient to God. And he gets all the glory. And so, if that's you tonight, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Romans 9 and 10 and 9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Romans 10 and 13 says, for whosoever shall calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It don't matter how old you are, what your past is, what you've done, the mistakes you've made, the places you've been, the people you've been around, your race, your nationality. None of that don't matter. If you call on the name of Jesus right now by faith, fully believing in who he is, what he's done for you, and what he's able to do, he'll show up for you. Believe without fear. Believe without being in your feelings. Believe without doubt. Believe without hesitation. And accept him by faith right now. If that's you, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Say, Father, forgive me. God, forgive me. For I have sinned and falling short of your glory. Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Save me. Come into my heart. Come into my life. And stay in my life. I believe you are the Son of God. In Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, come into my heart, come into my life, and stay in my life, and have your way so that I live according to God's word, his will, and his way. In Jesus' name, amen. Family, if you repeated that prayer after me, you believe it without a shadow of a doubt, you just got saved. And that's all it takes. This is the first day of the best days of the rest of your life, and we encourage you to get to a Bible-believing, preaching, teaching church where they can help you grow spiritually through the Word of God. I'm telling you, family, and y'all can encourage and inspire each other to press forward by faith. And so, family, I just want to give you some acknowledgments, some announcements. join us tomorrow evening at 8:30 p.m. for Self-Expressions with Brother Robert Pop-Pop Hudson on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom Network. You can follow Purpose Kingdom Network. You can follow us on Facebook or LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom and on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. You can email us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. Family, and I just encourage you, listen, there's so many different preachers that God is blessed to be on this network, and you can literally get a word from the Lord every single night of the week. And so we encourage you to connect with us, get involved, and find out what's going on and how you can stay connected. If God lay it on your heart to sow or whatever, you know, to God leads you to want to be a part of this family, there's ways that you can reach out and help support what God is doing through this ministry. Amen. And so, family, I want to give you a little more before we log off tonight. And so working out what God is working in, move by faith. Don't let this pandemic hinder you. Don't let you see what's happening on the news hinder you. We know we are standing for justice. So much is going on in the world that we need change. What's taking place with the injustice, it's not right. And we know that God has a way of dealing with all of this. But most importantly, family, God made a promise to you, and he wants to fulfill it. And it's more than just praying and believing. You can pray and believe. but also you have a part to do yourself. And so it's seeking God through prayer and through his word to find out what he's created you to do in this earth. What is your purpose? What talents, what gifts, what abilities has he given you to be effective? So not only can you and your family prosper, but so that others around you can prosper. The more lives you inspire, the more lives you impact, the more you do in your community, the more you advance God's kingdom. And that's real. We should be, as children of God, developing businesses and schools built on kingdom principles, on God's word. That's what he created us to do. And even if it's not a school or a business, there's something, whether if it's a ministry, whatever it is, there's something that God has assigned you to oversee. Even if you are working under somebody or with somebody, you have a responsibility to do it unto the Lord to the best of your ability and to prosper in doing it, to be blessed as you help others be blessed. And so, yes, we're created to prosper. Yes, there's so much involved when it comes to being obedient, seeking God first, putting God first, studying his word, laboring in his word, going to him in prayer, praising God, worshiping God, all of the above. But don't forget about your assignment. God wants to bless the work of your hands. David, that's what David said in Psalms 90 and 17. May the favor of the Lord, our God, rest on us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. You get to a point in life where it's like, listen, I don't want to keep getting chastised. I don't want to keep missing out. I don't want to keep getting held back. I want to rise up. I'm created for more than this. I'm created to do more, to see more, to experience more, to have more. And it's not just about the monetary things or the materialistic things. No, those are benefits. When we do what we're supposed to do, God will do what he promised to do. Those are the benefits. Somebody get mad because you're living a good life and you got some great blessings. Listen, just tell them I'm enjoying the benefits. That's all you got to say. Listen, when you get a job, what happens? You get a 401k, you get a pension, some people get a company car, company crib, house. You get a raise, you get money, you get benefits, you get health insurance, you get benefits, dental, vision, right? When you get a job, you get benefits. But guess what? When you accept Christ, you reap the benefits. You reap eternal life. You reap purpose. You reap a victory, permanent victory. You reap every promise he's made. And so let's rise up, family, and let's work out what God has worked in us. Let's give birth to every vision God has downloaded in us. This pandemic can't stop us. Personal opinion can't stop us. The devil definitely can't stop us. We got power to live life, and life more abundantly. And there's nothing the enemy or anybody can do about it. God bless you, family. I love you all so much. When I come back next month, we're going to finish this out. And I also have another word that God has given me when it comes to progressing in faith. Okay? Progressing in faith. And so our faith should be progressing, should be growing, expanding, getting stronger, and so forth. And so there's so much more I have to share. As the Lord permits, I'll share it. I pray that you were encouraged tonight. You can let your family and friends know that they can click on this link tomorrow to tune into the rebroadcast. And I look forward to being back with you all next month. And I love you. Know that Jesus loves you, and so do I. And so all I got to say, family, listen, by faith be good, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Continue to press forward by faith. Know that God is with you. He's always going to be with you, and he's always going to have you covered. God bless you, family. I'm out.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.